You are listening to the weekly Parsha podcast, brought to you by the Shluchim Office. Make sure to log on to shluchimkids.org, fill out the form, and be entered into a raffle to win an iPod Shuffle.
The second sikh of Parshas Tazria. In this week's Parsha, we're learning about a person who has tzaras, which means that something came up on his or her skin, which can look like a sickness, but is really something which Hashem sends to the person because they spoke Lashon Hara, or they did something which was not appropriate, and because of that, they got the tzaras, and a kohen looks at the person, and if the person does in fact have tzaras, they're sent away outside of the Machane Yisrael, away from all of the rest of the Yidden. We see in the Torah that the kohen is the one to say if the person has tzaras or not. Even though a Talmud Chacham is allowed to look and see, since there are a lot of complicated halachas to really know if what the person has is tzaras or not, still only the kohen is the one that can decide. Chassidus explains that it's because a kohen is called an Isha Chesed, the person of kindness. Like we see that the kohenim are the ones who bench the Yidden with Birchas Kohenim, and they say in their bracha that they're benching the Yidden with love. If a person gets a psak, it's decided that he has tzaras, what happens? He has to go away from everybody else, and he has to do tshuva in a closed place, away from everyone, until the tzaras goes away. This is a very serious thing, and it's very painful for the person. Only a kohen, who is the isha chesed, who is a kind person, will make sure that this psak is only for the person's good, that this is going to be something that will help the other person, even though it's hard for the person, but it will be good for him in the end. That's why the Torah only lets a kohen to decide if a person is a metzeda or not. Even though somebody may be very smart and know the halachas very well, a big Talmud Chacham, nevertheless, he can't decide that the person needs to go away from everybody and go through this hard time. Only the kohen who wants the other person's good and wants to do something good for the other person is given permission to make this decision. So the question is, we could think to ourselves, if we think that somebody else doesn't belong together with us because they did something wrong, they're not frum enough, they're not chassidish enough, does that really give us permission to send them away and to tell them that they don't belong together with us?